I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. A one-day strike by MARTA paratransit workers that was scheduled for today has been called off. The Amalgamated Transit Union 732 planned the walkout to protest what it called unsafe buses and dangerous working conditions that endanger the safety and health of the seniors and disabled citizens who rely on the service. MARTA outsourced the paratransit service to a company called MV Transportation in 2016. The AJC reports that the union has been operating without a contract since then. Home Depot is being accused of permitting mismanagement of employee retirement funds. A suit filed in federal court says the alleged mismanagement affected more than 200,000 people, costing their accounts at least $140 million. According to the AJC, Home Depot was accused of choosing investments for $6.5 billion in employee retirement funds that consistently performed poorly. A spokesman for Home Depot declined to comment on the specifics of the case. Former Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed has been named in a subpoena in connection with the ongoing City Hall bribery scandal. Investigators are seeking city-issued credit card statements and other information related to taxpayer reimbursements during his time in office. Former Reed staff members Mitzi Bickers and Evelyn Katrina Taylor Parks have also been ordered to turn over documents regarding their use of city purchasing cards. Reed's brother, Tracy Reed, is named in the subpoenas as well. According to the AJC, all four will appear in front of a U.S. District Court grand jury on May 8th. And jury deliberation in the murder trial of Claude Tex MacGyver began late yesterday afternoon. MacGyver, a prominent Atlanta attorney and former vice chair of the Georgia State Board of Elections, stands accused of shooting and killing his wife, Diane MacGyver, in September of 2016. Jurors must decide whether they believe the 75-year-old acted intentionally or, as the defense asserts, it was a tragic accident. Well, deputies say $4,000 worth of stolen street signs have been recovered from a home in Monroe County. Sheriff's deputies executed a search warrant at the residence Monday where they found 10 county road signs, 14 stop signs, and 23 signposts. 39-year-old Frankie D. Breeding was arrested and charged with theft by receiving stolen property. An anonymous tip led to the home where the signage was being used to build a covered shed. And a newly hatched osprey chick is becoming an internet sensation. The Sunday hatching was long awaited for the Skidaway Island osprey couple who produced three eggs last year that hatched a single chick that died. The newly hatched chick shouldn't be an only child for long. The nest holds two more eggs that were laid about 3 days apart. The Savannah Morning News reports the nest was built by bald eagles in 2014 and cameras were set up to capture the eagles raising their eaglets. Great horned owls took over the nest and raised owlets in 2015 and 2016. For more GPB News, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.